Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, who you got beef with the friend, what you gonna do? Oh, hold on. Well, not hold on, but okay, I'm gonna start any second now. But we're gonna start with this. I am such a dork. But hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of the Dilly Dally Podcast with your girl, Dee. I missed my own opening. That sucks. With your girl, Danielle, aka D. That's me. So, today I'm really excited. We're going to talk about music and like new music and stuff because the Grammys are coming on this Sunday. And yeah, so, but it wouldn't be right to talk music without my girl, Sarah. So, what up, Sarah? Oh my god, so you were on my very first ever podcast. Thank you so much. I say that like it was so long ago. Oh, of course, anytime. But I feel like, you know, we gotta give a little bit more background to Sarah because people are probably like, who is this chick, right? I'll start. I'm not gonna make you answer the hated, like dreaded interview question. Tell me about yourself. Yeah. Sarah and I have been friends for 8 years now, almost, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 8 years now.
Yeah, because when we met at, we both worked at the same financial institution back in the day. And then we were roommates for like a year or two. And then, yeah. But like, I don't know. I feel like we initially bonded like over music anyway.
Yeah, we did.
Like, we would just talk about...
Yeah, I could have sworn, like, we used to, like, be like, oh, girl, did you hear that new remix?
Yeah, like, so. You would put me on new stuff, like, I'd put y'all on the new stuff, and then put, like, yeah, so, I mean, I can't talk music with anyone else, obviously, so.
Abby.
So, we'll just hop right into it. Let me find my little notes. So, the first thing I wanted to kind of talk about was, like, new music, like, who do we want to even hear from in 2019?
Oh my god.
My first one I have, which I'm sure is on your list too, is Rihanna.
Yeah.
Because she told us 2019 was going to be the year that she would release new music. And then I saw that The Dream, I guess he's like producing her album, part of it or whatever. And he did an article and he said, quote, she's cooking. She's about done. She's about done. Super close. End quote. So I'm super excited to see Rihanna.
That's good. Or hear Rihanna. I miss, like, Rihanna music. I miss jamming to her stuff. Oh my god, remember we used to play her music, like, when we would, like, go out?
Riri's, like, yeah. You gotta have Riri on your playlist. You gotta play Rihanna at some point, but you can't talk about Rihanna without talking about who?
Chris Brown?
No. Oh, well, that's a good one. I was gonna say the other one.
Another one?
Think, like, who else does she do songs with?
Who she does songs with?
No, Drake. Drake.
Oh, yeah. Drake.
Oh my god.
Drake.
Oh my god, let's not go back to talking about Soulja Boy. I know. Drake? Oh my god. That's crazy. My mic keeps cutting in and out, which is weird. But yeah, Drake, so his last album was June in 2018. But I feel like he started out the year like so good. Like, didn't he give us like God's Plan First or like Nice for What? Or no, it was God's Plan First, right? And then like Nice for What?
God's Plan First and then Nice for What?
Like, was a summer jam. Like, he's always giving us a good summer jam. So it's like, if he doesn't do that again this year, I'll be a little upset.
Yeah, I also like I feel like he's been putting out a lot of music and it's starting to kind of just like sound the same all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the way it sounds, but like, at some point as an artist, you have to like evolve a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like he needs a little bit of time to, like, get it right.
Evolve his sound and...
Yeah. Because, like, there's only... can only have mumble rap on your, you know, songs for so long. Like, I don't know.
Or it's like, just stick with what you know, stick with what's working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There could be that right. whole thing.
It's true. That's yeah. true. So I don't know. I hope he waits a little bit. I like when his stuff comes out in the fall. Like, mm-hmm. when he first dropped albums, like, it felt like they were in the fall. Like, it always was, like, colder here. So.
Yeah, up in Wisconsin. It's, like, 80 degrees here, girl.
Girl, it is, like, freezing rain right now. Mm. I can't even deal with it.
I don't miss it, that's for sure. Did you have, like, anyone that you thought of?
When you sent me that weekend post about him wanting to go back to his roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want to hear. I literally, the day before you sent that, no joke, I was listening to the trilogy. Because we used to listen to that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my god, like, I miss, like, the old Weekend. Like, yes, I like the new songs, they're catchy, blah, blah, blah. But the old Weekend was, like, oh, like, in it to win. I don't know. He was just really good.
Yeah, I agree.
And Miley Cyrus.
Why? Really?
Yeah, because I think she also is going back to her roots. I think she's gonna have a little like country twang with it, a little like rough and tough. Especially after that Mark Bronson or whatever, mm-hmm. they did that song together. Like, I think she's gonna come out with some good stuff. And now that she's married, like, she has like this whole thing that she can talk about, like.
I don't know if I can deal with Lovey Dovey songs right now. Single AF. But no, back to the Weekend though. You know, did you like his most recent song?
I listened to a little bit of it, but I didn't play it in full yet. Really? I know I'm late on it.
I was like, what? What? No. How?
From what I did hear, I did like it. Okay. And it sounded like the older stuff. Like, mm-hmm.
But still kind of new.
With the new stuff.
Yeah. It was definitely like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Which I'd be fine with that too. Or if he like did like a mashup, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Like you have to, like you said, like we just said, like you gotta evolve as the artist. So like go back to your roots, bring in the new stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'm like super shocked you said Miley Cyrus. Like I used to... I liked her when she got... Well, I always been, like, a Miley fan, like, Hannah Montana fan, too. Even, like... I mean, I had an 8-year-old sister at the time, so it's, like... That was my excuse, but low-key, I watched it by myself, too. but, like, I mean, come on. Like, that's not even, like, embarrassing. But she, no, yeah, I always loved her, and then I liked her when she got, like, you know, a little gangster for a second. And then I didn't... And then... I don't know. I haven't been able to get through her new song, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. So, like, I don't know if I'm really... I don't know if it's just, like, I'm not feeling it, so I can't sit through it, or, like, what it is. I'll have to, like, wait for her to release another song to see.
Yeah, I mean... I think that one is supposed to be, like, technically his song. She just sung it.
Okay.
I think he wrote it. Mark Bronson wrote it or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, people write other people's songs all the time, though.
Yeah, but, I think that she still has some of, like, her old, like, her party ways, like, in it. So, like you said, it'll just be interesting to see, like, what she would drop if she does drop something.
Mm-hmm.
So, because even that other one, that last album she had kind of was a little bit more low-key.
Yeah, with that Malibu song. And yeah. I liked that stuff, so... Like I said, I'll give her a chance. I'll give anyone a chance. Like, I'll listen to it. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Right.
Have to wait and see. Oh, I did want to mention real quick before we go to, like, another person about Drake. So Scorpion was released June 2018. So I said I need some more summer bangers. But I don't know if you heard this or not. Nicki Minaj's video for Hard White came out.
Uh-huh.
And they said around the minute 33 mark of the video... when it dropped on the 31st of January, there's a brief animation showing a Scorpio splitting apart. And the lyrics that she raps when that's happening is, got these bitches shook, they shocked, no stun gun. So, do you think, like, they're beefing?
Oh, no. That's very interesting.
I know, right? I was like, I might have to listen to, like, maybe a line before and a line after that, but I saw that on there, and I was like, no way. Like, they love each other. Like, they're literally, like, I don't want to say brother-sister because he wants to bone her, but,
Maybe he's doing something with Cardi B. Like, not with Cardi B, but, like, maybe he's working on music with Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure she's got some new music coming out. She was on fire last year. She did two albums last year.
Right.
So.
I personally like that she's been, like, out speaking out, like, politically about stuff. But that's a whole other topic.
I know. Well, we can, we can go on a little tangent because I have something to say too. I'm kind of sad. Like, I really wish I would have seen her at the Super Bowl. I think she would have did good, like, just doing her one little rap with that one song she has with Maroon 5 and then whatever else she wanted to do. And, like, I understand that she was, you know, backing Colin Kaepernick and whatever, but then I thought it was kind of hypocritical because I was like, you also did a Super Bowl commercial, kind of. Like that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was just doing a commercial and they decided to premiere it during the Super Bowl. But I was like, didn't you just say, like, you weren't going to do it? Like, you passed up a $500,000 check to support Colin. But I'm kind of like, you could have took that $500,000 check and donated it to his, you know, charity like Travis and Maroon did. They didn't donate to Cap's charity. They donated, I don't know who they donated to, but.
They donated to the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, so, like, I'm like, you could have did the same thing. But I still love her, and I like that she's speaking out, too, because, you know, I feel like you need, and this is the last point, and we can go back to music, we need, like, those voices talking, because it's like, I don't know. Anyway,
well, like, if you think about it, like, Nicki Minaj, not to, like, take her through the mud or anything like that, but I never heard her speak out about anything political.
Yeah.
Drake, I haven't heard him speak about anything political, like, even, like, I mean, Kanye is an exception, but, like, Jay-Z, like, a lot of those people from, like, back in the day, like, they didn't get involved in all of that.
Yeah.
Now they're more involved probably behind the scenes.
But it's because I feel like we're holding them more accountable now, too. It's like, you have this platform. You can make, you have such a huge influence. Like, if you just say a name, like, people will just, because you said it, will vote for them or, like, do whatever. So it's like, I feel like we're holding them more accountable, and it's like, but at the same time, I feel like if I was a celebrity and I had all that pressure on me, like, I don't know if I would want to speak on something. And then you know how people are always, like, digging up stuff. Like, well, last year you said this. Like, people don't have the right to change their minds or, like, grow or learn more and then redevelop, like, their point of view. Like, no.
Because then that's when you have the whole, like, Kevin Hart incident.
Yeah.
Like, it's a double-edged sword. I was actually just listening about this on the Joe Rogan podcast, and they were talking about, like, the way Twitter, like, influences people and, like, different, like, hashtags and how that influences people and how people search for things and, like, just, there just has to be a different policy on, like, how people interact to each other sometimes.
Yeah.
So, it's weird.
All right. Well, maybe, you know, come election time, we can have a podcast about that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Okay, back to the fun stuff.
Oh!
I know. So, I just got this little sound machine thing from Target, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. So,
you know, you could probably, like, hit up GarageBand.
I am recording in GarageBand, but I'm not like that. I'm not that savvy right now with it. You know, give me some time.
You know,
it'll evolve. You know, we're on episode 3, and if you go back to episode 1, we have definitely evolved. So, give me some props, okay? But my next person is, and this might shock you a little bit, Bieber.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
He hasn't dropped anything in a while.
I was definitely a believer growing up, and like his last album was in 2015. Like, I didn't even realize it's been that long since his last album.
It's really been that long?
Yeah. I looked it up because I was like, wait, when I was like thinking like who I wanted to hear from, I'm like, all I've been hearing about is like his marriage and stuff like that. But I was like, when was the last time he dropped some music? And it, yeah, his Purpose album was the last album in 2015.
The one that we were dancing in the living room to?
Probably. Like, Sorry, yes, with Sorry. Ooh! Okay, I'm never gonna try and sing again in my life.
That's 2015. That's like
yeah,
forever ago.
Forever, yeah. It's crazy. We didn't. Yeah, when yeah, in your apartment in Sherwood, when I was like, let's learn this dance, and we learned the dance to song. Oh my god, yeah, that. Oh my god, like, 4 years ago. Holy bananas. Well, here's the thing. He, like, did that album, and then that was, like, right. He's only, like, what, early 20s, 21, Barrett, 22, 23, something around there. So, like, early 20s. And he, you know, grew up in the spotlight, so I just remember he was getting in all that trouble around L.A. Like, didn't he, like, TP someone's house and all this stuff? And then all of a sudden he was, like, a holy man and just, like, Jesus, 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 and, like, found his way and, like, his church and his pastor and helped him out and everything. And he kind of just focused on himself and, like, centered himself.
Yeah.
And then he married Haley.
Yeah.
And then, did you know he also dropped a clothing line?
No.
He dropped a clothing line called Drew. And it looks like a mix of Yeezy and,
And
I wrote a note. I put N. Miley, but I don't know. I think that's a typo.
Maybe,
no, but it's like a, it's, oh, no, no, no. Miley's, it looks like a mix of, like, Yeezy mixed with Miley's, I don't know. She has that a foundation, and, like, the face is, like, a smiley face thing, and it looks like those two things mixed together.
So he's trying to, like, it's almost, like, bringing together, like, the EDM, maybe, like, festival look
with if you're talking about, like,
Yeezy,
like it's all, like, I don't even know, because you know how, like, Yeezy's collection is, like, homeless man on the street. You know,
right.
The big hoodies or whatever. That's what his looks like. But he went with, like, a beige. Like, all the pieces are, like, beige and very plain. Except for, like, a few will have those smiley faces on them. But there were 14 items and they all sold out. So now I'm like, okay, I need an album. You've got a lot to talk about. You got in trouble. You found God. You found your wife. You dropped some clothing. Like, bring it back to the music.
Right.
I'm ready. Because he's such a good dancer, too. Like, I just love, like, good entertainers all around, and it's like he can sing and dance. That's why, like, even though Chris Brown has definitely done his dirt, it's like I just love him as an entertainer. Like, put on a good show for me. Like, if you're just gonna stand on a stage and sing, like, that's great, but I don't want to go see your concert because I could just pop your album in, you know?
Yeah, that's like the Maroon 5 performance at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what did you, like, think about that?
Performing, like, when Beyonce performed, that was amazing. When Lady Gaga performed, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was just dead air.
Underwhelming.
The only part I liked was when Big Boy got on and he was on for what? Like,
yes.
I was like, oh, it's gonna get crazy.
And even Travis, like, I was more geeked for SpongeBob popping up on the screen. Like, well, Trav, I like Trav too, although he obviously wasn't singing on a roller coaster like he did during his tour. Yeah, I thought the whole thing was pretty boring, and then,
why didn't he take his shirt off? Like, why?
I don't know, but then he was doing those dance moves, and, like, not to come to his dance moves, but I felt like I was like, did you take some, like, moves from your wife, because they're looking a bit, like, feminine? Like, the way he was, like, swinging his hips and hitting those poses, and I was like, what are you doing?
Is he go both ways? I'm confused what's happening right now. Like, I don't know where is he getting these moves? Like,
yeah. No, that's what I was thinking too. I was very underwhelmed. And I was like, well, I wonder if they're going to come out with any new music or something. And it doesn't seem like they're even trying to, really. I feel like they've all gone.
I hope not, because from his performance, he needs to work on his presence.
Well, I mean, when they're working on music, they do that for, like, a couple months, so in that time, I'm sure he could work out some new dance moves.
I hope so, because if you watch the videos from, like, Lady Gaga when she was on stage, Beyonce was up there, like, no.
Like, own the whole, you have that whole field, like, you need to be everywhere. And you were just, like, in your little M. And then
I felt like, I was reading a lot of things, like, people thought it was very, like, put on, like, it really wasn't, like, no, like, not that there wasn't thought put into it. It was just very, like, we have to do a halftime show because if we don't, like, it's the Super Bowl, blah, 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 and, like...
But I feel like I hate that. I'm like, if I'm going to do something, like, I want to do it to the best of my ability. Like, even if it's, right. like, all this whole thing, like, I still want to put on a good show for everyone. Because, like, now people are just talking even, I feel like, more crap against you. It's like, oh, like, first, everyone wanted you to drop out. You didn't drop out. Like, and then you didn't even put on a good show. Like, I don't know. Well, at the end of the day, someone's got to do it. So I'm not mad at them right. for taking the gig. But, like, I was bored.
The game just in general.
Oh, the game was so boring. So it's like the only thing you really had to look forward to was that halftime performance, and it wasn't that great.
And then
great.
You get to the halftime performance, and it's like, what? And like all the good commercials, I had already seen them on social media prior to the game.
I know.
So like the only one I didn't see was The Handmaid's Tale, and that one I was really excited about. But like, it was just kind of like, okay, this is it. Like, okay.
Yeah, I was very underwhelmed. I watched it at a bar, and we couldn't really hear. They were playing the commercials for, like, the first quarter, and then after the second quarter, they just, like, were playing music during the commercials, so I couldn't really hear. But I do want to go back and watch. But, like, most of them, I was like, yeah, I've seen this already, like, on social media or just, like, on normal TV, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, very underwhelmed. I don't really care about them anymore.
The thing coming up that I'm most excited about is seeing Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga perform at the Oscars. Like, I don't even really know what's going on at the Grammys this year. What's going on?
I just know, like, Alicia Keys is... Because of the commercial with her on the piano and all her Grammys on display. Like, I just know she's hosting it. I don't know. It's weird. And I was, like, looking at some of the categories, too, because I was going to do, like, we'll do a rapid fire at the end of, like, who you think will win, like, the top categories, which is, like, record of the year, album of the year, best new artist.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, looking at these, and I'm, like, no one to me was just, like, I'm looking at all of them, and I'm just, like, that was good. Nothing talked to me, like, that was awesome, like, that's going down in history. I will listen to that over and over and not get tired.
Yeah. I feel like the music this past couple of years has been, oh my god, there's a spider and it just freaking fell down from the ceiling
bed. Oh my god. I hate spiders. I hate spiders. Don't talk to me. you need to handle that.
I killed it. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So, Cardi might, said she wanted to release an album around the same time she released Invasion of Privacy last year, so that would mean April, but, you know, she's got little baby culture, and she's getting back with Offset, so who knows, but she said, like, around April, so I guess spring, summer, we can expect something from Cardi.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Because
everything she's been playing has been bangers, so it'll be interesting to see what she can pull together for a full... album, you know.
Yeah, because I guess, well, Invasion of Privacy was an album, right? And then before that, it was two mixtapes.
Yeah, I feel like it just has not, like, been a full album. They've all been pretty short, like, with the amount of songs that have been on them.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they still have the mixtape feel.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, I get it. Future released his new album recently. Did you get a chance to check that out?
I listened to, like, I went kind of through it kind of fast, but I think there was, like, two or three songs that I ended up putting on my gym playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to get, like, super hyped to that stuff because, I don't know, like, I grew up in a time when, like, Jay-Z was, like, amazing, you know? Like, it's hard, and, like, Kanye
to
was,
get
like,
with, like,
just
these
starting
new
up. Like,
age
it's so
rappers.
Hard to, yeah, like, it's so, so hard to understand this, like, mumble rap and get anything out of it.
No, I feel like, it. It's, like, it's good for when you're, like, in the bar or the club, but then it's, like, if you really just want to, like, listen to some good music, it, like, it'll give you a headache. Like, if I'm just riding in the car and I hear those songs back to back to back to back to back, I'm like, oh, my God, I just need, like, give me some Ariana Grande.
Yes. Although I think she needs to chill out with her dropping her songs every like 5 minutes.
Why? I'm living for it. Get off. You can own the whole top 10 on Billboard. I will not be mad at you.
I know what she's doing. I feel like she's doing it because she's testing the waters to see how, what works, what's going to get played the most. You know what I mean?
But like, but these are all songs from the album that drops in 5 days. So it's like, this was pre-planned for, you know. Well, first of all, she just dropped an album 6 months ago in August is when she dropped Sweetener, which was right when she broke up with Pete. But it had like some songs with Pete, that song Breathe In, and, you know, the couple hits off of there. And then Thank You Next, Imagine, and what's the one that just came out?
Seven Rings.
Yeah. Those three are from the new album. And she released the track list, and it had like, I think it was like 9 or 10.
And how many songs?
8, 9, or 10.
But how many songs have she already released off of it?
3. Thank You Next, Seven Rings, and Imagine.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird that she's put in another. I mean, whatever. Power to her. She's young, and she's, I think personally she's trying to like find her voice and like find out where she fits and everything. And I think she knows, but like as she gets older, you can only appeal to that crowd so much longer.
But I feel like they're also like growing with her, because it's like, yeah, I'm with, yeah, you. Like, she's what, like 25, so she's not too far off from, you know, anyone. And then I think she already knows like who she is, but there's just that the normal, what do you call it, growing pains that everyone goes through, you know? You grow,
right,
and
right,
what you're singing about is going to change as you grow. If you're still singing about, you know, high school crushes and you're, you know, you're a 40-year-old singer now, like...
Well, I think that she doesn't use her voice enough. I think she has a beautiful voice, and I think it's a lot more powerful than what she puts out sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
Have
like
you heard her song Imagine?
Huh?
Have you heard the song Imagine?
Yeah, well, that was the one song. It's funny because there's a high schooler that comes and helps us at school. And, mm-hmm, I mean, at work. And yeah, he is like huge discussions. And he's like, Imagine is the only song that she really really showed the power of like her voice,
yes,
and what she can do. And he's like, but all the other songs, he's like, I love music, but very quiet in a sense of like compared to what she can do.
Yeah, and it's definitely like poppy, and you're just going for a hit more than like going for like a substance worthy hit,
right,
type of thing. Yeah, I get you. I totally get that. I hope,
yeah,
that's what I hope to see from her too. Like, I hope maybe she has some of those songs on this album. I don't think she will, but I hope her next one is definitely more evolved than all this, like, talking about my ex-boyfriends and stuff, and maybe just, or even talk about them, whatever, but just more, like, I don't know, music that really reaches your soul. Like, Imagine, I listened to that, and I got chills, especially when she hit those high notes, and then I watched her perform, like, for Jimmy Fallon, and she was just, like, the ease that she did it with, like, I'm not even going to attempt, like, the hee-hee, like, really high notes. And I'm just like, and she did it like nothing. She's still, like, dancing around. I'm like, how? Like, how? Someone is ringing the doorbell, so I'm going to have to pause for a second. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm so annoyed. Like, what do you want? And they're ringing it, like, 10 times. Go away. All right, 1 second. All right, and we're back. I don't even remember. So, Ari, yeah, just bring some new stuff, grow up. But, like, not, oh, that sounded mean, like, grow up. Like, I mean, just, like, you know, I like her stuff.
Like, maybe take some time to, like, really think it out.
Yes.
I think there's such a need nowadays that people, like, give it to me now. I want my music now. I need it now. I, you know,
everything.
What I mean? Like, there's such, like a...
We're impatient and we want things now because we have everything at our fingertips, really. So
right.
It's like, when someone doesn't give it to you, you're like... And we have such short attention spans now because of it. So it's like, you have to stay relevant. You have to keep,
right,
you know, putting it out there and stuff, but...
You have to, like, create... Then if you go out of it for, like, a year, you almost want to stay out of it for 2 years because then you really create the need to be back.
Yeah, and it's like, when you come back, you better come back. Like, Rihanna, like, I have no doubt her album's going to be epic.
Dope. Isn't it, if The Dream is producing it?
I mean,
it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
I wonder if she'll have Kanye produce any of it.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't even... I mean, do I want new music from Kanye? I don't even know right now. I don't even know.
No. Except for I have been seeing him on those, like, Sunday service.
Yeah, that, like, the Kardashians have been posting.
Yeah, have, like, and church it's, at like, house it's a, on I think it's a church that's, like, in California or something like that. And it sounds like he's trying to, you know, like, I don't know, maybe he's going to, like...
Drop a gospel album on us?
That would be kind I can't of even dope, talk. Oh, I don't know if I could listen to
him. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I would listen to him against Kanye, but then I'd be like, dude, you're, like, totally contradicting everything you always say, so... Like,
is it contradicting, or is it his way of evolving and growing?
I don't really know at this point, because Kanye's all over the place right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. I don't know. Wasn't his last actual, like, yeah, after Whoopity Scoop, like, if you need some big stuff. And then he's, like, suing Jay-Z now for all this stuff. So, like, I'm just, like,
he's suing Jay-Z.
Figure out your life. Yeah, we can talk about that later, but, yeah.
Oh, my
next
God.
Next one. I don't want to talk about him anymore. I'm going to get upset with his MAGA right. hat wearing. Anyway.
Anywho.
You know who I'm excited to hear from this year?
Oh.
I'm going to give you 3 hints.
Okay.
Let me find a good, anyway. Yeah, let's use that one. Hint number one. He always has the best collaborations.
Okay.
Number two. I can do a personal one. I copied his Snapchat style for a whole night and everyone loved it. 3, he's a DJ.
DJ Khaled?
Yes. Yeah.
He's coming out with another album?
Well, yeah, he's always cooking up something, but I saw, like, I don't know if it was an Instagram post, and it was, like, him, Meek Mill, and, like, someone else in, like, all these bright colors, and he was just, like, you know, saying one of his... sayings, of course.
It'll be good.
Yeah, and he's just like, I don't know. But, like, he always, like, I never ever, like, listen to his full albums when he releases it, but the songs that they pick for the singles for that album are always, like, straight bangers with, like, the best of the best on it. Like, you got Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye, Rihanna, like, everyone that yep. is, like, the best in the game on a record. And it's always, like, so dope.
Yeah, this is very true.
So, I'm excited for him. We the best! Don't let
I'm
they...
I'm excited for some hype music, then.
Yeah. So, I feel like all this needs to come out, like, right around summer, and that'll be, like, perfect.
I don't know why I always,
because it's, like, windows down, you know, and you're cruising, and you got your jams, and I just, like, give me some Drake, give me some DJ Khaled, give me...
How do you feel about the whole R. Kelly thing?
Music-wise? I don't want to talk about anything personal. Do I want new music from R. Kelly? I'm good.
How do you feel about his what's it called, record label dropping him?
Oh, I didn't even know that. I think I just stopped. There's just so much happening. Like, I can't even, like, even in just the time that we've been talking, like, how many side tangents do we get on about, like, politics and, like, you know,
right.
trolls and, like, all, it's just, like, there's so much, we're so oversaturated, and it's just, like, it's bad because
like
you
so
want
to
just, it's, like, me, I just, like, want to tune it all out, because it's, like, you have to dig so far deep, too, to get to the truth, because I remember, I forget who it happened with, like, even just look at, like, the 21 Savage situation right now, and how, like, ICE, you know, has him, you know, in custody or whatever, and...
Yeah.
They were saying, I don't even know, but it's, like, they were saying something, and it was totally false. And it's, like, people just believed it because it's just, like, put out there, someone tweeted it, and then everyone just believes it, and no one does their research. So it's, like, even watching the news, you don't even get the real news. Like, you really have to do your research, and it's, like, I don't know. It's just so annoying and time-consuming and frustrating that you can't even trust, like, these outlets that are supposed to do all that investigating for you and be non-biased, you know?
Yep.
And they can't even do that. And it's just like, you, it's like me, I just am tuning it all out. But I know I should really pay attention, though, because I know a lot of important things are happening. People vote. Look up your state legislators. Look up your your county stuff. Like, do your research and vote, not just in the presidential, but, like, in everything, because it means a lot. Like, and it scares me watching that Handmaid's Tale commercial and, like, seeing things and then, like, seeing what's happening in the world today. And
did you see how, like, real?
It's like, too real.
The commercial, you think it's, like, a real commercial. You're all, like, zoomed in. And, like, if you watch the show, it, like...
Literally, I'm
when it out.
Yeah,
like,
and that's how, like,
it's gonna happen, or you know, we have to stand up and do something. And even in the show, like, they're standing up and doing things, but
that's a show. This is like real life, you know. Yeah. And I feel like they're almost like showing us, like, this is what we're gonna do to you. You watched it on the show, but like, and then I don't know. I just, you know, people, yeah, pay attention, please.
Yep.
Okay, back on a happier note. Thanks for depressing me.
Don't get depressed. I didn't mean to go Jesus. In that direction. All I was doing was ask about R. Kelly.
That was...
So for the R. Kelly thing, I will say this.
That's how I feel about that.
I'm not happy with what has happened. In no means. And I don't think he's right. And there's a lot of, you know, horrible things that happened. Can you go ahead and take away someone's full, like, music? I like Spotify and what they did, and they just took it off of their curated playlist, but you could still find it if you need to. In that sense, I think that's a smart choice, but it's like one of those things, like the Harvey Weinstein thing. Like, we didn't take away all those movies. So that is, like, production company was a part of.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm, like, biased.
If we're going to do it for one person, how are we going to do it? Are we going to do it for everybody else?
Well, R. Kelly's, like, black, so, I mean, that's a whole other topic if we want to get on that one. So,
yeah.
Harvey's white, so, but that's a whole different topic. And it's not that simple. You know, it's obviously way more complicated than that, but, I mean, it is statistics show, like, African-American people get over... You know, they spend more time in jail for the same crimes. Like, those are all facts. But, they definitely, it's like, just like Bill Cosby went to jail. But, like, why is Harvey still, like, is he going to get his day in trial? Like, we don't know. You can hope, you know, but whatever.
I think he was convicted, but it's not, I think there's still more trial to go. It's like it fell off, and I don't like that either. I don't like that it, like, just fell off. Like, all these celebrities came out, and nobody's doing, like, a follow-up. We have the whole Me Too
movement. And the fact that, like, the celebrities have the money. You think they would. I mean, he has, you know, so it's like...
Like, how come nobody's suing him? I'm so confused.
They might be, you know, who knows. I watched Million Dollar Listing, and there was this actress on there that I feel like... That was, like, selling all this stuff in her house, and she sold one of her houses to fight, like... To, like, fight him. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, that's good. But, like, it also sucks. You have to sell your home. But, like, also, like, thank you for seeking justice for just women in general. So on a happier note, Taylor Swift. I know you hate her. I know you don't like her.
Oh, my God.
But I really think you should watch her special on Netflix. I mean, I really wanted to go see her when she did her Reputation tour, which that came out in 2017. I didn't even realize that because I just watched her Netflix special. It came out a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it, but I'm glad I didn't spend the money to go. But, like, I like her music, and I liked that album.
Yeah.
And I feel like she grew a lot in that album. I'm sure you didn't listen to it, so I'll keep it quick. But I could use some new music from her.
Remember when we were in the airport, I listened to it.
Yeah. But I could do music from her.
I think if she comes out with something, she hasn't been out in a while, so it's probably going to be good.
2 years, so it's not too bad. And then, so it's like 2017 she released it, and then she did the tour for a year. So that's like normal. You know, they do the tour, and, you know, and then new album, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll have some new goodies, because she's been with her boo now for a while, all this whole time.
What's her boo?
Some British dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. No, I was kidding.
Is there anyone else that you wanted to mention that you want to hear new music from this year?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of. I think we covered everybody. Because, like, yeah, because lately I've been listening to a lot of, like, random, like, kind of, like, not alternative, but, like,
Yeah, we kind of did just copy. We did just do like all hip hop, rap, R&B, pop. I mean, you could have totally said some alternative people in there.
But I don't. It's like underground stuff that it just shows up on my playlist. Like Billie Eilish.
Yes, which is like that's why I asked. I was like, if you don't have any more, I have some what I'm gonna call singles shout outs. So these are like singles that have just like popped up on like you know a curated playlist or something, yeah. And I'm just like. Oh my God, who is this person? And Billie Eilish or whatever, Ocean Eyes, right? Is that the song you were going to say? Yes. She's only 17. She's got a
couple of them that are really good. She has that Weekend sound, that old Weekend sound.
It's very airy and light and just like pretty. Like just a pretty calming, like it's beautiful. It's just like a really chill voice.
There's one that she's talking about like saying that she could like lie to somebody, like it's like a very sore subject, but like she the way she says it, like the way she sings it, it just doesn't sound that way. Like it's I don't know, it's good though. I really like it. I like to listen to it when I'm at work and I'm kind of zoning out.
Yeah, I have Billie Eilish. I don't know if you heard the song Sasha Sloan Ready Yet. Mm-mm. Excuse me, that's a good one. I'll
put that on my playlist.
Olivia. The song is called Damn.
Okay, I'll put that Paloma one on there.
Paloma Ford, her song Waves. Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger. That one features the girl from Fifth Harmony, Normani. And then Summer Walker, Girls Need Love. So those are like six singles that I feel like deserve a shout out. And I would like to hear more music from those people because we haven't heard from them in a while. Well, yeah. I haven't heard of any of them before, like... the last month or so, besides Sam Smith.
Right. And Sam Smith, he hasn't really put out, like, an album lately.
No, I think he was, like, going through it because he was dating that guy and then they broke up and I think he probably just took some time off and then I feel like he's coming back out now. I'm sure he'll... I mean, he just dropped, like, this is his second single in the last, like, month or so, so he probably has an album coming out shortly, something I'm coming. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
We're gonna do... a rapid fire for Grammy Awards. So, okay. Who do you think will win Record of the Year? And I'll give you nominees. Okay. Record of the Year, so it's just the song. I Like It, Cardi B. The Joke by Brandi Carlile. This Is America, Childish Gambino. God's Plan, Drake. You know what I said.
Yeah.
Shallow, Lady Gaga, and Bradley Cooper. All the Stars, Kendrick, and SZA. Rockstar, Post Malone featuring 21 Savage, or The Middle, Zed, Maren, Morrison, Gray.
Oh my God, that's a lot of songs.
I know.
I'm going to go with Cardi B.
Yeah, for record?
I think that she deserves it.
Yeah, I'll give that to her too.
I mean, I think that like The Shallow is an amazing song, but they're going to get the Oscar for it, so I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, but Oscars are movies.
Yeah, but like... That's fine, though. They've gotten so many records already.
Okay.
Like, so many albums, so many awards for that song.
So. Okay, so then now, Album of the Year. Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. By the way, I forgive you, Brandi Carlile. I have no idea who this Brandi Carlile girl is, by the way.
Yeah, neither do I.
Scorpion by Drake. H-E-R by H-E-R. Is it her? Do they say her, or is it H-E-R?
I don't know.
Anyway. Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone. Dirty Computer by Janelle Monáe, Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves, or Black Panther soundtrack.
Okay, first of all, why are there so many nominees? But anywho, I thought there was only supposed to be five.
Yeah, there was eight, so they just couldn't decide, apparently.
This is a hard one. Album. I think that if Cardi B is going to get Song of the Year, then she's probably going to get Album of the Year, but if not, then I'm going to go with Drake.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think they'll give it to Drake because he's a rapper, but whatever, that's not
the rappers have won it.
I just don't think he's in the spotlight as much as he was.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a popularity thing, I feel like, too. Because I'm like, who's relevant, who released songs, like, right now when the awards are about to start? Because I feel like that's why a lot of artists would release in the fall or, like, November, you know, because then it's, like, award season is 2 months from now and you're really relevant. Because, yep. Like, half of these, I'm like, Janelle Monae, like, when was your, like, I don't even know when your last album was released.
I know, obviously I heard Buzz on it, but it wasn't anything that was played on the radio, like, Grammy. But the Grammys are always, like, a toss in the air. Like, it's always random.
Yeah. I don't know how they decide. I need to figure that out. Well, I don't know. And then the last one we'll do is, well, this is the same thing. There's Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Oh, Song of the Year goes to the songwriter. Record of the Year goes to the person who performs it. So we'll do Song of the Year.
Cardi B?
Song of the Year. All the Stars. Kendrick and SZA. Boot Up. Oh My. God's Plan. In My Blood. Oh, Shawn Mendes sings that song. In My Blood. The Joke by this Brandi Carlile. The Middle. Shallow or This Is America?
This is, what is this category?
Song of the Year. So, song. This goes to the songwriter.
Oh, this one goes to the writer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then it's probably going to be Shallow. And the only reason I say that is because of the story that goes with Shallow and the way that it connected with so many people. Like, the whole premise of the song is them, a couple, talking to each other.
Well, here's the thing. For people who haven't seen the movie, it's just, like, we're doing it based on the records. I feel like you have to take it for what it is, just in that, like, isolate it. I would still probably say Shallow, though. And I haven't seen the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, from, like, even in the song, you can tell it's two people having a conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, everybody else is really good, too. Like, I really like This Is America. Like, that's a great song. It's great. Like, it has a whole, like, story to it as well. But it didn't get in. I don't think it got enough airtime as it should have gotten, personally. Mm-hmm. I don't like that Shallow is two white people talking. I mean, yes, Bradley Cooper, like, the thing that I like about Shallow is that Bradley Cooper actually does sing. Like, he took the time to learn how to sing and do all of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think actors get recognized for that enough, but
that would be really awesome. Yeah. He could be on his way to an EGOT.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
That's John what I'm saying. Legend. That's why I'm excited to see them perform at the Oscars.
Yeah.
But,
anyway. And the last one that we'll go over is Best New Artists. Chloe and Haley, Luke Combs, Greta Von Fleet, Her, Dua Lipa, Margot Price, Bebe Rexha, or Jorja Smith, spelled J-O-R-J-A. I think it's like Georgia, right? Yeah. I've never heard of her.
I personally love Greta Van Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of my faves right now. They've been my faves for a while, just because they sound very, like, old-school rock and roll. Do I think they're going to win it? Probably not. It's probably going to be Dua Lipa.
I actually like Chloe and Haley, especially after they sang the song at the Super Bowl. I just forgot how talented they are. And then they have... But their album didn't get... Like, if I had to do it, like... I would like them to win just because of how talented they are, but I did love all of Dua Lipa's songs, like, that got released, and she had a great year, and I would give her Best New Artist, too. Well,
there we are. There's our prediction. I'm
trying to think of what sound we can do. I know. We don't need laughter right now.
you should have gotten like, a download, and the Grammy goes to...
We can just do that. Best new podcast that has less than 100 views.
Yes. By the way, it's hard for me to listen to myself, so.
Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Bye.